A conceptual explanation of the World Wide Web. What is the web? The World Wide Web is like a huge electronic magazine with its pages stored on many computers around the world. Pages on the web are connected by links called hypertext. Each hypertext link jumps to another page, so unlike reading a book where one page follows another in sequence, on the World Wide Web you follow a web of links to visit the information you are interested in. What is termed surfing the web is clicking through one page to another, from hypertext link to hypertext link. You can go on an endless adventure from web page to web page, turning back at any time or going off in tangents. To access the World Wide Web, you need a computer, a modem, a phone line, and software called a browser, and an account with an internet service provider. The browser itself is a relatively simple piece of software that interprets a computer code called HTML, or Hypertext Markup Language. All web pages are written in HTML. The browser merely interprets the HTML's instructions to display the text, pictures, play sounds, or run animation. The two most popular browsers are Netscape's Navigator and Microsoft's Internet Explorer. To get one of the pages of this electronic magazine, you have to start up your web browser and enter the address of a web page you wish to visit. Every HTML document on the web has a Universal Resource Locator, or URL. This is literally the address of that particular HTML document, where it lives on the web. An example of this is the Dynamic Web Solutions website. Its address is http://www.dynamicwebs.com.au. The www says that the computer you wish to retrieve information from is a web server, a special computer designed to serve up HTML files. The .com says it is a commercial server or a company server, and the .au means that this particular server is in Australia.